Broadcasting live from the beautiful Colorado Convention Center for Collaborate 13 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
All right, Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton. Collaborate 13, Technology and Applications Forum for the Oracle community. And the community seems to be having a pretty good time today.
They are having a blast. I just heard some cheering there. We haven't heard from the voice in the sky lately, so that's made for some nice, clean broadcast.
Exactly.
So that's
a little bit better.
But it seems to be a consistent flow of people coming through the booth. I don't know if they're all listening to us. I think some of them are getting signed up.
I like to think so.
Okay. They're all here to see us. So this is going to be a fantastic segment. We have with us from Rimini Street two gentlemen. The first I want to introduce is Senior VP and CMO, Mr. David Rowe. Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you for having us.
Well, we are delighted to have you. We'll introduce your compadre here in just a moment, but let's first just get kind of an overview, a thumbnail sketch. Rimini Street, what's the mission and purpose? What kind of problems are you out there trying to solve for people?
Yeah, for sure. So there are many Oracle customers who love their software, but pay a lot of money to support it. And what happens is every year you end up paying an increase in your annual support fees, your maintenance fees. And over time, as your applications mature, they become more stable, you'd like to redirect some of that money elsewhere for innovation. In fact, you know, Gartner did a study. 80% of IT budgets go just to keep the lights on, right?
Wow.
Which really limits innovation. And it's all about innovation today, whether it's mobility or social or big data. And so what Rimini Street does is we provide a choice for annual support for your Oracle applications. We replace all your bug fixes, your tax and regulatory updates, and we do it at half the price of what you pay the software vendor today. And we do that for a variety of applications, including PeopleSoft, Siebel, JD Edwards, Oracle eBusiness Suite, Hyperion, as well as Oracle Database, in addition to SAP.
These guys are Switzerland. They serve everybody, right?
They're everybody's friend.
I like that. And you brought with you Craig McArith. How did I do on that last name, Craig?
Yeah, that works for me.
All right. So what's your story, man? How do you earn your keep over here at Rimini?
So I'm the Vice President of Rimini Street, responsible for EBS and Oracle technology support. So all the engineers that support the production issues for our customers report through to me, and we're providing services 24/7/365 to keep our customers up and running.
So now how do you guys attack a conference like this with all these user groups? Is this a networking education? Where do you get the most value?
Yeah, it's all about education for us, right? I mean, for Rimini Street, it's all about when you get that annual support invoice in the mail, you need to know you have a choice, right? It's all about knowing your options. And choice creates, I think, a better marketplace for the users, which is what this conference is all about. And the users are who Craig serves and provides the fixes and the updates and the award-winning service every day.
Now, from the customer standpoint, how do they tell the difference? Can you kind of differentiate the difference between third-party support and straight vendor support?
Yeah, look, there's a number of differences. One of the main ones is just the way that we deliver support. So we have a concept around a primary support engineer. So the primary support engineer is assigned specifically to the customer. It's a named individual. The customers get to know them over the duration of their relationship with us. And that primary support engineer is matched quite closely to the trouble areas that the customer has. They also get a chance to know and learn the players within that organization, and they are specialists in the areas that the customer has the most issues with. So they get a named primary support engineer that they can reach out, they can call them directly. We provide only senior engineers, so all of our engineers have 10 to 15 years of experience, and so they've been actually working in industry for that amount of time. Typically, a lot of the engineers that we bring to Rimini Street have been consultants out there doing the road warrior thing, out working to help different customers do deployments, etc. So we've got some engineers, for example, with more than 20 implementations under their belt. So we're very experienced resources. We don't use a call center or any junior resources. So you know, very experienced resources providing.
Right. So you're going right to the horse's mouth here. People who know how to answer your question and aren't going to kind of phone tree you around.
Yeah, exactly. Another key difference is that we also support customization. So if there's an issue with a customization that's causing a production issue for our customers, then we won't ask them just to back that customization out. We'll keep working with them to address that issue and solve it for them.
And what about upgrading? Speak to that a little bit, if you would.
Yeah, so it's one of the biggest questions that we get is, you know, if we move down third-party support, does that mean that we can't upgrade? And you know, one of the key things we're trying to get across at today's conference is that, you know, it absolutely doesn't prevent you from upgrading. And a lot of customers, and right now there's a lot of customers facing these exact issues, they can't really justify an upgrade right now, and they want that flexibility to do that in the future. So they move to third-party support. You have a perpetual license to the software. You're entitled to upgrade to a future version if that's available to you prior to you finishing paying maintenance with the vendor. So we help you archive the version that you're entitled to, and that will sit on the shelf until it's time for you to do an upgrade.
And you know what's great to follow on to that is, you know, last year the OAUG did a study on upgrades with the users of the OAUG and the members. And, you know, they asked them, why are you upgrading? Why are you considering an upgrade? The number one response by 73% of the users was, because it's the end of my support window. I'm going to run out of support. I have to upgrade, right? And then new features, while important, were down at around 40%. So you see, with this very mature software we have today, users are continuing to want to run their current releases. I mean, these applications are 20, 30 years old, if you think about it, right? Every feature function's built in, and it just works. People love their software. And they do want to upgrade at times, as Craig said, but they want to do it on their own timeline. They want the flexibility. And we, by providing all the fixes, the tax and regulatory updates, give you fantastic award-winning service and time to make those decisions for yourself when it makes sense.
And when you're saying fixes, you're talking about when the product has bugs?
That's exactly right. That's what Craig and his team deliver.
So, but you can hang on to the maybe the older generation software that's working fine for them a little longer when they engage with your company.
Yeah, so we've got customers running all the different versions of the applications today. Some are running quite old versions. Most are running kind of the middle of the line, and then we've got some customers now are running the absolute latest version available. And we will provide a specific fixes for those. If there aren't vendor patches available, then we'll Rimini Street will create a patch for them.
That's a great service.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah, we provide that that patch fixing to keep customers up and running, even if that, you know, the bug may not have been fixed by the vendor today. So we provide specific Rimini Street patches.
And you know what's funny is, you know, we'll talk with prospects, and they'll call the software vendor maybe 4 or 5 times a month, and they decide to come on board with Rimini Street. And then all of a sudden, Craig and his team are getting 30 calls a month from these people. and you know, we're prepared to handle it. But what's funny is we say, hey, what happened all of a sudden? What's all these issues? And the answer is, well, you answer my phone calls. You fix my my questions.
We're not used to that.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a great story. Now, regarding the Oracle eBusiness Suite, what are the kind of some of the challenges that are facing the EBS customers right now?
So EBS customers are in a bit of a unique position right now. There's so many people out here on the show who are still running the Release 11i version, which is a rock-solid platform. 11.5.10.2 is just, you know, it's a very rock-solid platform. And customers are really facing a bit of a challenge because Oracle have announced that it's shifting across to sustaining support from November of this year. And sustaining support effectively means very little support at all. So they announced that at the Open World conference that there would be an exception to that. So they would support priority one calls. But when customers look at that, if they actually take a look back at the number of priority one calls they typically have in a year, it's a tiny percentage of the cases that are logged. And so for the customers out there today who haven't already begun an upgrade path, they're looking at really a bit of a cliff to come up in November where they're not going to be really receiving any support at all from the vendor for that platform. So you know, now's really a key time, and we've been seeing an amazing amount of interest in customers saying, hey, you know, we do want to upgrade to 12 at some point, but there's just no return on investment to do it immediately. Can you support us? And our answer, of course, to that is yes, we can.
Right. Priority one is that's what everybody is, right?
So, you know, priority one would mean a system down situation. And, you know, a lot of the cases are just not going to be in that category. Now, of course, with Rimini Street, you know, we provide a very responsive level of service. So we guarantee if you have a high priority case with us, then one of those really experienced engineers that we mentioned earlier, I will be talking to you within 30 minutes, and I can say that our average response time for those higher priority cases is 3.5 minutes.
That's unbelievable. That's just unbelievable to me. So let's walk through an engagement cycle before we wrap. Let's say I meet Craig at the cocktail table. I say, man, okay.
Likely you'll meet him at the cocktail table.
Well, that's where
he's going to hang out.
Yeah. We've established that. That's where Craig will be. Walk us through the engagement cycle. What happens next, and especially on the early end of an engagement cycle?
Yeah, so we've got a very structured process. As you can imagine, you know, with more than 600 customers, we've been going through this with, you know, for a long time now. So during that cycle, you know, we get to learn what the customer is running, both what they're running today and also what their aspirations are. Because bear in mind, if they're saving 50% on their maintenance, that gives them a lot of capital. And some customers use that to deploy software that otherwise was on the shelf. So we learn what they're running today, where their pain points have been, and then we learn what their aspirations will be in terms of what they're going to deploy in the future. We work with them to make sure that they've got all the software they could need for the future, and they download that from Oracle, so that's available for them on the shelf if they need it. And then our engineers will sit with their engineers to do some knowledge transfer. So we get to learn, because we support customizations as well, we get to learn, you know, what the issues have been, how we can best support that, if there's documentation available or you know, opportunity to learn more from their team. And then we take that full support, and they rip down the old 1-800 number, put up the Rimini Street 1-800 number, and from then on log cases with us and enjoy a totally different level of service.
And it sounds a little corny, but so what Craig just went through, that personalized approach, right? Companies usually come to us for that savings, that 50% savings, but they stay for the service. And you know, in this day and age, you hear that a lot, but we deliver that kind of service that companies just love, which gets to our 98% client satisfaction rate and the huge renewal rates. And that's the reason we've grown to 600-plus clients and 57% growth year over year. It's just been amazing.
Now you have clients all over the world, the 600?
Absolutely. So we have 71 Fortune 500 clients. In fact, we just added one this morning. We've got 17 of the Global 100. It's an amazing thing. We provide support today in 70-plus countries, capability for nearly 200. So it's mind-boggling the way we're growing and expanding along with our customers.
How do you deal with the language barriers?
Yeah, you know, the international support language in many cases is English, but we approach it a little differently than the traditional software vendor. We provide in the model that Craig talked about, this primary support engineer model, we have a regional resources. So we don't have some massive Uber support desk in some foreign country somewhere. What we do is provide experts in the applications in the regions where they're providing the support. And so we get a lot of benefits from language and culture and other issues that help us support our clients better. And Craig, you may have some things to add to that.
Yeah, so we've split the world up into four regions. So we've got USA West, USA East, Europe and Latin America, and Asia Pacific. And so if a customer were to log a call in their local time zone, then they'll be dealing with a local resource. But if they were to log a ticket outside of ours, then the most chances are they'd be talking to someone with equal level of expertise. Again, no call center level employees. Again, all very experienced engineers.
Right, top notch. You're dealing with smart people that can answer questions right away.
Exactly.
We should do this, Lee. You and I should divide the world
into four sections.
I'll take two, you take two.
All right, so what's next for you guys?
Well, we're on our way. So our next goals from a kind of growth standpoint is 1,000 customers and $1 billion in sales bookings backlog. We just eclipsed.
So it's April. So what are you? May, June?
You know, maybe a couple more months. So maybe second half of the year. How about that?
Sounds good. Yeah. If somebody wants to learn more, maybe have a meaningful conversation with either or both of you, where do they go?
Yeah. So we're at our booth here, which is right smack dab in the middle of the conference,
that's right,
over by the Matterhorn over here in the middle, the Rimini Street booth. You can't miss our Rimini Street yellow, and. Actually, we have a money booth as well. And if you come by, there's a little scratcher. You might get lucky and get your chance to grab your savings, grab your cash in our money booth.
I can see that cash floating from here.
You can see it from here,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, yeah.
But either way, engaging with you guys is going to save some money, so it's worth the worth the visit. The website for you guys?
Yeah, it's www.riministreet.com.
That's R-I-M-I-N-I street.com. All right, thank you both for being part of this. This is Lee Cantor for Stone Payton. We'll be back in a few at Collaborate 13.